In my life, in my career, I've had the opportunity to lead people to do things that they've not done before. And that can be just leading employees to grow to their highest level of competence, to serve more, get better, do more with less, or to give them new tools and have them do different things with it. It's at times been to help entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some large business owners grow their business. But it's always been about doing something different than what you've been doing in the past. And I realize now that the motivation for a lot of what we do in business tends to be about the reward structure for what we get in business. Too often it is about the financial resources, and then when I get the financial resources, then I'll use my time or my resources otherwise. I need to build a foundation. I need to build some stable base. The unfortunate thing is if we're not in the right motivation when we start that, we will not be in the right motivation when we get to the point to be able to steward that. And I realize that God wants me to be in the motivation of stewardship of every moment, every talent that He's given me, every employee, follower that He's given me to lead, that I should be in the motivation of why. And it is to bring them into a closer relationship, a closer understanding, for them to have insight into what does it mean to follow Christ. If they don't see me doing it in the midst of the marketplace, then how in the world are they going to model it? How in the world are they going to trust it? And I've got to tell you, so often I've been focused on the wrong motivations. And God says, seek first the kingdom and all these other things shall be added. You know, we've used that over and over again. It is the verse for kingdom companies. But in reality, there's no greater truth other than to love the Lord your God with all your mind, your heart, your soul, and your strength. And to love yourself, your neighbor. To love is the greatest. And I also think it's through love that we'll get the motivation to do the right things God's way. And it isn't trying to manufacture a love of man. Sometimes man just ticks me off so much that it's hard to love them. It's the love of God that should motivate me to be able to see every person within my life today, within my walk, my employees, potential business partners, whatever it is, to see them today with the motivation that says this is about Christ, about modeling Him, about showing the love of Christ, about living a life beyond reproach so that others may see and say, who is it that He gets His motivation from? It's hard because my Lord gives me a challenge much, much greater than I could do on my own. Thank Him that I've got the power of the Holy Spirit in me to guide me in that. We're going to talk a lot more about the motivation of success. But the beginning of the motivation of success is the motivation to show the love of God to a dying world. This has been an encouragement from Kingdom Companies. Have a wonderful and blessed day and week.